Well, it's Saturday once again, and once again, I'm at the car boot sale here in our hometown, Bathgate. And what was a miserable cold morning, right up to about, I'd say an hour, just over an hour ago, has now transformed into a gorgeous day. Well, I say gorgeous in comparison to the weather we had this morning and all day yesterday and through the past months. This is a gorgeous day. Mostly blue sky. I think probably we have inherited the blue sky and white puffy clouds that Pilgrim Chris and Dean Reed were talking to in their morning boo this morning from up there in the Penning Way. So, in reality, today, although still a cold wind blowing, it really has turned into a beautiful day with the sun shining, and I have to say it's made one heck of a difference too to the amount of sellers that are here today, and not just that, but the amount of buyers, shoppers, in other words, here. Strangely, loads and loads of kids. I know the kids are off school just now, but even for a Saturday, it's amazing just how many kids are about today. But it's all good. The people are certainly spending money. We did this car boot yesterday. My wife really needs to get on with her charity events, and she's trying to gather as much money as possible in as short time as possible. So we did this one yesterday, but I have to say it was very cold and windy and miserable. No sunshine at all, very chilly. But she done pretty well actually. Almost £100 yesterday, so she's soldiering along. Today, with it being a Saturday, which is always a busier day, but because of the good weather, etc., etc., there certainly is a big difference in the spending of the shoppers, in other words. And she seems to be having a wonderful time every time I pop back and see her and ask her how she's getting on. She's got a smile on her face, and she's wrapping things up in paper and putting them in the carrier bags, and she's amazing because she can manipulate a run of tables and stuff on the floor and stuff on top of the car, and still deal with several customers all asking her questions at the one time. I don't know how she does it. I just go into a blind panic unless someone says, ask me something about something either to do with music or to do with DIY stuff. Anything else, I just go into a blind panic. So anyway, it's turned into a great day. The time just now is, it's 12:20 p.m. So I think the way it's going today, we'll probably be here till around 2 o'clock. All being well, can't see us going by that, but unless if the crowds are still here, then we'll be here till 3 or 4, but I guess it'll be 2 o'clock anyway. So it's wonderful. It's just wonderful to have the sun shining on us here just now. Everybody's, well, let's just say everybody's talking weather in reverse of what they've been saying recently. They're all saying it's lovely, isn't it nice? Oh, feel the heat in that sun, and I hope this stays. Well, guess what? It ain't going to stay, because we had hoped to do a run of 3 car boots yesterday, today here, and tomorrow down in the Clyde Valley at Crossford. Well, it used to be our favourite one. We're kind of favouring this one here in our hometown more and more now. But to do the 3, never been done before by us, 3 car boots in succession. And if she had managed that, then she would have gathered quite a bit of money over the 3 days, and also cleared one heck of a stock out. So the forecast for tomorrow, unfortunately, is strong winds and rain. Well, a bit too much to expect to even get 2 days of sunshine in a row. But anyway, so I had to walk home from here about an hour and a half ago to carry along a very ornate French-styled wrought iron bedstead or headboard that was handed in for the charity far too big to get in the car. So I walked home and put it on the shoulder and walked all the way back in the sun by this time. So it was really, really pleasant. And got to the car. I made up a fluorescent sign about this wonderful headboard. I'd put the price on it. And within 2 minutes, it was sold. It wasn't worth putting the sign up. Well, I suppose it was putting the sign up. It was sold within 2 minutes, gone. And the strange thing was, the girl that bought it along with her husband was a local girl who I used to know, where we all ran about when the guys and girls, when we were kids, all ran about in our housing scheme when we were kids here in Bathgate. And I haven't spoken to her, really seen her oh my goodness, how far back do you want to go? And it happened to be Audrey that bought the headboard, so we had a wee blether as well. So there you go, see, makes a difference. Not only do you get to do the car, but you get to sell stuff, but you also get to make or meet friends from the past. So that was really good. I'm now going to have to deliver this to her. Fortunately, she only stays just up the road from us, as I found out. So no problem delivering another headboard. But I think I'll tie it to the top of the car rather than have to carry it all the way up. But it's great. I do love these car boots. As I said, I leave my wife to do the hard work once I've set it all up. I like to just get out and wander round about. And people watching is a fantastic thing, as many of you will know. You can pass hours just watching people and what they're up to. Presently, at the moment, it's not me that's doing the people watching, although I am indirectly. It's me that's being watched, standing here with my fiery, healing, furry windsock on my digital recorder, leaning against a fence, and so many people looking at me thinking, he must be a reporter from somewhere. Well, I guess maybe I'll go and tell them what I'm doing. Tell them all about the car boots. Or maybe not. Anyway, this has been a good day up till now. And it's just a damn shame that we won't be able to do the triple. It's a bit like a triathlon, you know. Yesterday we done the cold swim. Today we're doing the fairly warm and sunny cycle. Tomorrow we've been denied the run home because of the rain. Ah dear, what a damn shame. And it would have been something we'd never done before, which would have been a bit unique in its own. And it would probably have meant that come Monday morning we would have been totally shattered. But hey, it's all for a good cause. So there you go. Another day at the car boot sale. I'm going to go now. I'm going to head back to the car and maybe have a cold drink. A cold drink! Did I actually say I was going to have a cold drink? Well, maybe not. Maybe a coffee. It's just not that warm yet. The big fleecy jacket's still on board. So, farewell from another car boot sale here in Bathgate Town. Mark this one down in a board on Audioboo. Good weather boots. Bye for now. Well, back home again. It's 3:30 p.m. From the car boot, that is, sitting at the front of the house, facing my pond, on my bench, in a short-sleeved shirt, would you believe? Both dials are showing 15 degrees Celsius. So that's what it is, 15 degrees Celsius. Cannot believe it. Turned out to be a wonderful day at the car boot, both weather-wise and financially. So this is a sort of an addendum to the main boo from the car boot market. And my wife has just counted the pennies and has taken £162, which she's absolutely delighted with. So that's going to get sorted out. and she made a few pounds for herself selling some of her own items. And believe it or not, I sold some records and I came back. I think I made about 18 or 20 pounds, which was good. So it was definitely worth going today, even though it was very cold in the morning. I have to say, being back here in my garden bench, sitting in the sun with a short sleeve shirt on, my goodness me, it's not exactly the Mediterranean, but for us here in this part of Scotland, 15 degrees feels absolutely lovely. And I've been treated by my wife to a bottle of Orchard Premium Pear Cider, which is lovely, just nice and refreshing before we have dinner. Car's all emptied, the stuff's all up in the attic, and I've even delivered the headboard. So it's been a great day, but it's lovely being back here and sitting here, oh my goodness, in the sunshine. Almost emptied to take the covers off the pond, but as I said in the main audio boo, the forecast for tomorrow is wild and wet, so covers ain't coming off just yet. Bye for now.